Many millions of years later, the first extremely small plants began to appear on the surface of the water. They multiplied and filled the oceans and seas with oxygen, which encouraged the later development of early shellfish and all sorts of fish. Next, green plants began to grow on land. They were followed in time by land animals. Some were insects. Others, called amphibians, were able to live on land as well as in the water. Later, when the plants grew into forests, reptiles appeared for the first time. They produced young generally by laying eggs. After that, some huge animals called dinosaurs developed. They laid eggs too, and existed on the earth for more than 140 million years. However, 65 million years ago, the age of the dinosaurs ended. Why they suddenly disappeared still remains a mystery. This disappearance made possible the rise of mammals on the earth. These animals were different from all life forms in the past, because they gave birth to young baby animals and produced milk to feed them. Finally, about 2.6 million years ago, some small clever animals, now with hands and feet, appeared and spread all over the earth. Thus, they have, in their turn, become the most important animals on the planet. But they are not looking after the earth very well. They are putting too much carbon dioxide into the atmosphere, which prevents heat from escaping from the earth into space. As a result of this, many scientists believe the earth may become too hot to live on. So, whether life will continue on the earth for millions of years to come will depend on whether this problem can be solved.